It's EB News briefly for Monday, 15th of April. Everything you need to know in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get these shows first and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Breaking news as we go to record. Tesla is reducing their global staff by an historic amount. Over 10% of staff will be laid off. That's at least 14,000 employees, if not more, of the 140,000 that they employ globally. A note being circulated on Twitter from CEO Elon Musk. Says that he is saddened by these layoffs, but must be done to focus the company. The fifth significant cut since 2017, but by far and away the biggest headcount reduction that Tesla have ever done. There's a stop on Cybertruck deliveries right now because of a pedal issue where the plastic, silver-coloured plastic cover on the accelerator can come off. Now, the Cybertruck, unlike other Teslas, is hinged at the bottom, which requires you to push down, forwards and upwards as well with your foot, but that cover is can slide off. The glue or whatever is holding that down. That cover then can get caught in the bulkhead or the underneath of the vehicle. One reporter on one report on Twitter showing how this happens. Now, luckily the driver had the sense and calmness, not sure I would, to hit the brakes and remove the block, but the vehicles are not being delivered right now as Tesla re-engineer the accelerator by the looks of it. Now, Tesla is halving the monthly cost for their full self-driving package from $199 to $99 in the US and Canada, with their full self-driving suite still on sale for $12,000 if you'd like to buy it. General Motors announcing plans to move forward with the construction of their $3.5 billion battery manufacturing facility in Indiana near New Carlisle. They're reinforcing, they say, that they are investing heavily in electric vehicles. Still now, California is powering through with 100% renewable. Now for 2 weeks on the trot, they've done this here and there over the years, but California hitting this major milestone, 100% of their energy exclusively from renewables, that's wind, water, solar, or I say hydro, wind, solar and hydro, for 25 out of the last 32 days. And solar is dominating in the US, with solar the biggest deployment of new energy added to the US grid. The 1,043 megawatts added as of February 2024 was 83% of new generation capacity in the US, the remaining being the Horizon Hill Wind Project in Oklahoma. Since September last year, solar has been almost 80% of all new grid capacity installed in the US. Kia is incentivizing dealers to sell EVs with an extra payment, a $1,500 payment for some models of Kias, to ensure that the salespeople are selling electric vehicles and not taking what you could say is the easy option and to sell customers what they know, which is a combustion vehicle, and not have the time to educate people about electric vehicles. Because, you know, with all due respect, salespeople are incentivized to sell, and if you can sell two normal cars for the space of spending an hour or two with the customer talking about charging and the shape of the plug and where you charge it, you know, I don't think they're ideologically behind fossil fuels, but salespeople will do what makes salespeople money, and that is sell a combustion car. So if this works, I can see it being rolled out more long term. This is for the month of April, by the way, and by others as well. NIO unveils their new ET7 at the Beijing Auto Show in 10 days, but as of tomorrow, maybe by now as you listen to this, they'll be doing a 1,100-kilometre test drive of the new ET7. That's with its semi-solid-state battery, aiming to do 683 miles on a single charge. And more good news for my UK listeners, construction begins, but the GridServe electric forecourt off the M1 Markham Vale, 30 DC fast chargers going in there. And that's briefly